RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
A longtime Ohio State Raider is going to join us at 12:20. Tim Reynolds is going to give us the other side of the coin in that Ohio State-Miami matchup. He is with the Associated Press. I think both those. Is Tim in Miami?
Tim is in Miami.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Covering the world.
Yeah. Based out of Miami. Okay.
Yeah.
And getting set for the Cotton Bowl with Ohio State and Miami national playoff game. All right. Let's go to the hotline, though, right now. Continue our conversation about the Browns. She joins us every Tuesday at 11, and we always love talking to her. She's on the fan hotline. She is Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We are doing excellent.
Hello, Mary Kay.
What do you think Monday is going to be like around here?
Well, it's going to be interesting because at this point, we really don't have a great handle on exactly where the Browns are going with this head coaching decision with Kevin Stefanski. And I do think that there probably will be some evaluation, some decisions to be made. And at this point, I don't know which way they're leaning. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be right now.
Mary Kay, what did you make of Kevin's answer yesterday to the question about whether or not he wishes to continue to be the coach here beyond this season? I think he used the phrase he was privileged to have this job. What was your take on that?
I really did not know what to make of it. There's not a whole lot that he can say, right?
Yeah.
It was almost like a little cryptic. There's not a whole lot that he can say right now if he is asking his players to be focusing only on the final game,
right,
and focusing on winning. He always comes back to that, even with Miles and the record. It's always about we're trying to win the next football game. So he really couldn't say much more than that. So I definitely don't fault him for that. But it had a little almost goodbye feel to it. I don't know. Right? I mean, but I could be reading the tea leaves incorrectly. I really don't know.
I know.
I'm on record, right?
Yeah, it's one of those quotes, Mary Kay, sorry to interrupt. It's one of those quotes where you take out the scalpel and you kind of, you dissect it and you're like, is there really something there? And then you step away and say, he really didn't say too much.
No, he did not say too much. And that's probably the best way to leave it right now. Now, I'm on record as saying that I do think that he deserves a chance to coach a football team that has something other than a rookie quarterback, a third round pick and a fifth round pick trying to learn the game. If you are in retooling mode and really trying to restock this roster, I think it's somewhat unfair to saddle Kevin Stefanski with two young quarterbacks who are really not 100% ready to play yet. And it's not even like they were a top five pick in the draft. I mean, that's different. But these guys were a third round pick and a fifth round pick, and then throw him out there with these two young quarterbacks. And if it doesn't work out, say, oh, well, too bad, you're gone. So I do think that he deserves a chance to coach this football team with a quarterback who is something other than a rookie trying to learn the game. And there have been so many other quarterback issues for him. I would like to see what he can do when he's got a good quarterback situation. The other thing that I believe is if you keep him as head coach, you already have an amazing defensive coordinator in place in Jim Schwartz. And I think Tommy Rees is really showing some very, very good things at offensive coordinator. And I think Kevin is a good CEO coach, a good overseer, a good voice for the team, a good spokesperson, a good manager of people and all of those kinds of things. You see how hard the players worked for him on Sunday. I mean, you don't get that if guys don't want to be playing for their head coach. You just don't get that. Mm-hmm. So I think there are plenty of reasons for him to stick around. But having said that, I sort of feel like there's almost a vibe of, you know, a change is in the air. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. but it almost feels like there's something brewing. I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Do you think this was kind of when I walked out of the press conferences after the game the other day, it was more of this, has Shedeur Sanders become a better quarterback than when he first stepped on the field? And I to me, the answer was yes. But in listening to what he was saying, there's knowledge being transferred from the coaching staff to him. Even if you just listen to what he says, you can tell that he's taking in the coaching that he's getting. What does that say for Kevin Stefanski and his relationship with Shedeur Sanders?
I think it says a lot. I think for those guys to get Shedeur to go out and play as well as he has played in certain situations without having any snaps until 6 weeks ago with the first team offense, I think it's remarkable. I think they've done a tremendous job with him, and I think he's done a tremendous job of taking that coaching. And you don't get to that point without some really, really good things going on behind the scenes. So I think that, you know, that should and will be factored into the decision, the development of Shedeur Sanders. And if it looks like you're moving forward with him and you like the way things have gone over the last 6 weeks, then, you know, I think that becomes part of the decision on whether or not to maintain continuity.
It wasn't so long ago, Mary Kay, that we saw an offensive coordinator promoted from within and become the head coach of the Browns. You mentioned Tommy Rees before. And he is obviously a hot coaching commodity in the NFL right now. Could you see a situation where he becomes the head coach of this team?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Again, as you mentioned, things like that have happened before, and he is viewed very, very favorably in coaching circles, both in the NFL and in the college ranks. And so I guess there is a world in which if you don't want to let him out of the building, that maybe you would consider that. But I'm not sure if they think he has enough experience as even a coordinator to go out there and be head coach of this football team. I don't think age should be a factor, because we've seen Sean McVay go do it and some other coaches go do a really nice job, even though they were very young. So I don't think that's it. I think they would just have to decide if they think that he's been in that OC chair long enough and a play caller long enough to take on the whole avalanche of head coaching responsibilities.
So this has been a different year from a media standpoint, Mary Kay, in that we did not hear from Andrew Berry during the bye week, right, which was a change. And a tried and true tradition we've had here with the Browns is that Jimmy Haslam would hold court following the season finale, typically in Pittsburgh, standing against one of those brick walls inside Heinz Field. Do you think that we will hear from the Haslams on Sunday, win, lose, or draw?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I don't think so. I really don't see that happening. I think that they will probably get home from this Cincinnati game and then huddle up and finalize their decision or make their decision or decide how to announce their decision on Monday. And things like that have a tendency sometimes to leak out one way or the other.
Right.
And so we'll all have to be on high alert on Sunday night to see if anything's coming out.
When are you not on high alert, right? So let me ask you this. You said that you feel like there's something in the air. What gives you that indication?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just the fact that we haven't heard otherwise. That it might just be as simple as that.
Right.
And you know, so I don't know. I really honestly don't know. And the other reason why I feel that way is because when you do have two seasons like this back-to-back, and Jimmy had said that you know, another 3-14 season wasn't going to cut it. Well, now it's 4-12, so so that's good. But you know, you just start to wonder. And then there have been a few national reports that circulate around a little bit, and you know, some of these guys are pretty well connected, and so you just have to kind of keep your ear to the ground and see what you can come up with. So I have no idea one way or the other, but I know what I would do.
How about Andrew Berry?
I've been saying for a long time that Andrew Berry is safe. I would be very, very shocked if Andrew Berry is not the general manager of the Cleveland Browns next year. I've been writing that, saying that. When you have a rookie class like this and you have just put in the foundation of your home, or what I call the foundation of Super Bowl window two, and you've got your NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year getting ready to go out and receive that honor, and you've got Harold Fannin, you've got Quinshon Judkins. I just don't see how you fire the GM with a rookie class like this that shows so much promise for the next 10 years.
Yeah, Mary Kay, you mentioned Carson Schwechinger there. You know, watching the broadcast on Sunday, at one point they're showing him on the bike on the sideline dealing with that thigh injury. Then he kind of crawls out onto the field, goes down after one tackle and was like face down. I was like, oh my God, he's done. He gets up, he gets back in formation. Tony Romo's like, the Steelers need to run the ball right at him. And he gutted through the second half. I was stunned by it. Could you, in person and live, could you appreciate what 49 was going through that day?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And he has shown that and demonstrated that all season long. He played on a high ankle sprain. Kevin Stefanski says he has Wolverine blood. And he's just, again, the epitome of what you want in a football player. He's going to set the tone for that defense for many, many years to come. And fans are just going to be absolutely over the moon for this young man once they even get to know him more. And he's been just a joy to watch this season.
And to consider in April when he was taken, everybody was like, who? From where? What is this guy? And he's blossomed into a rising star in this league. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is incredible. I think you're going to be looking at multiple Pro Bowls, and who knows what after that. I mean, I'm seeing some amazing potential in him.
Is there any chance we'll see him standing next to JOK? Because we haven't talked about that in forever.
I don't know yet about that one. I really don't. I mean, that's one of those things that we will address and ask about after the season, and we would have, again, as you mentioned, we would have asked Andrew Berry about that if we had him at the bye week, but we'll have to wait until the wrap-up press conference.
And what about our beloved number 75, Joel Petonio? You think he's got one more in him?
I certainly hope so. I cannot imagine that Browns offensive line or that Browns locker room without Joel Petonio. You want to talk about the epitome of a Cleveland Brown? They should just make the poster now and just put it on billboards everywhere. He is absolutely everything that you want in a player, in a person, in a friend, in somebody who deals with the media. There are not enough superlatives to describe what he has meant to this football team. And now we're hearing people starting to talk about him as a future Hall of Famer. And I certainly think that he deserves that kind of attention and consideration. And I can't wait someday to see him being debated in the room.
Mm. Mary Kay, as always, we appreciate it. This time next week could be a very, very interesting conversation. I look forward to it. Of course, I enjoy reading everything you have throughout the week, and then we'll see your final game recap against the Bengals coming up on Sunday. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, and Cleveland.com. Make sure you are reading her every day, and she was on the fan hotline. Andrew Berry, she feels like no problems.
He's safe.
He's back. Do you agree? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.